Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report for today. It is the 10th day of February 2021, America held hostage, day number 21. That's right, with the Biden regime, of course, amid or as a consequence of a fraudulent election. I can say that, even though they're trying to silence us, I can say that because, in fact, we are not on any, it's no holds barred. We're not on YouTube. Therefore, I can say the 2020 presidential election and some of the downvoting, definitely fraudulent. And there's no way any reasonable human being believes, based on the totality of evidence, that, Joe Biden and the most, the smartest guy he knows, Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden helped him win the White House, and of course Joe Biden in the White House. Mr. Potato Head, pee pads and knee pads, Kamala Harris. It's also day two of the second impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. I just want to verify something with everyone. The impeachment trial, these are not legal proceedings. All right. There's no judge there, certainly no impartial judge. It's interesting because the Supreme Court, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, is not presiding. Yesterday, of course, what did we see yesterday? We saw a mishmash of a video that was totally, you talk about edited and misrepresented along with misrepresented facts. Yeah. It was just crazy. In terms of the presidential defense, it was all arguing process and constitutional issues, procedural issues, precedent, history, and such. Wasn't that exciting? I got to tell you, wasn't that? I went through it. It just wasn't. Of course, this week we saw the Senate voting to impeach the former president, Donald Trump, and I say former in quotation marks, 56 to 44. The six Republicans voting in favor of impeachment, the usual suspects, Ben Sasse, Bill Cassidy, that's kind of a surprise there, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Mitt Romney, and, Mittens, and of course, Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania. Pat Toomey, I'm glad he's leaving. I'm in Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey. You've done nothing. You've done nothing for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and good riddance to you at the end of your lackluster career and making money for yourself and not thinking about your country, in my view. It's interesting because I came across a stat yesterday. Can you believe this? I'm just going to toss this out to you. You know, we talk about President Trump being under fire by the establishment, by the deep state, by the permanent bureaucracy. The ACLU, you know, the bastion of free speech, the, oh my goodness, the darling of the left, ACLU. Did you know this? ACLU sued the administration of President Donald Trump 413 times during his tenure as president. That's over 100 times a year. That's over twice a week, or roughly twice a week. Not too many people could stand that. Why is it, though? Why is it, and I'm going to ask this, and then I'm going to bring on my guest, or my co-host and my guest. Why is it that the conservative, many conservative sites, many conservative pundits, many conservative broadcast platforms, why have they dropped voter fraud coverage? Why have they dropped the discussion of voter fraud? And in doing so, have turned on President Trump. Well, the last part, just save the last part, because that's really more, to me, that's more speculative. And I would even say that's more of a subjective observation based on the individual and based on the platform. But why aren't they covering voter fraud? Why aren't they covering the wound that will not heal? The predicate for everything that we're seeing today is voter fraud. Why aren't they covering this? Well, you can draw your own conclusions, but I do believe if you follow the money, it will tell the tale. Speaking of following the money, let's talk about Beijing Biden, shall we? Mr. Potato Head, the big guy. Don't forget 10% for the big guy, right? We're going to be talking about Beijing Biden. And you're going to get an education. I believe listeners, viewers are going to get an education today about Beijing Biden. A little housekeeping to take care of. The PDF, if you're asking for the PDF, and thank you so very, very much for supporting this platform. Those people who are waiting the PDF from Steve Quayle, Steve Quayle, QFiles.tv, QFiles, again, QFiles.tv and SteveQuayle.com. It will be issued Friday or at the latest Monday. Okay. If that wasn't clear last week or last Saturday, I apologize. Not last week, last Saturday. If that wasn't clear Saturday, I apologize. It will be issued on Friday. So if you're wondering where that PDF might be, did I miss it in my email? No. It's going to be sent Friday or Monday. And, if you can check HagmanReport.com, I'll put up a little notice there. If you don't get it by, we'll say Monday at midnight, your time, you can send an email to info@qfiles.tv or qfiles.tv.com, I believe it is. It'll be on HagmanReport.com as well as on SteveQuayle.com. With me right now, Randy Taylor, riding shotgun. How you doing, Randy?
I'm good, buddy. How you doing today?
I don't know. Let me check.
I think that what you said there about the election,
yes,
the fraud,
yes,
they're just going to let it go away and hope that, you know, 2 years from now people go back to the polls.
It's not going to go away though, and it can't go away. We cannot allow it to go away. In my view, this is what everything is about. This is what the 6th was about. This is what the 20th was about. This is what the fact that we had an election stolen from us, the fact that there is unresolved fraud, the fact that there are people that should be in jail or are still walking around, not in jail. I mean, it should anger every American patriot out there. I am spitting fire right now. In addition to sputtering fire, I'm spitting fire. Because if we don't take care of this now, I believe on the 3rd, we should have acted as if it was August 1st, 1946, and we, each of us, or each of the viewers were in McMinn County, Tennessee. We should have busted through we should have busted through those doors, ripped those pizza boxes down from the windows. We should have never left. We should have been in their faces as they are in our faces today. Because if that would have happened, we wouldn't be where we are today. If the attorneys or the poll watchers would have said, no, I'm not watching from 25 yards away. I'm going to be watching over your shoulder. You know, if I was a poll watcher, I got to tell you something. You would have had to drag me out of there in cuffs. All right. That's because I've got one job to do, and that's to watch, to oversee the voting. And if I'm not doing that, what the hell am I doing there? I want to know where the guts were on the 3rd of November. What did everyone just, you have a set? What'd you do? Leave them in your wife's purse that day? I'm serious. Or ladies, what? You forgot how to fight? Look, I'm not blaming you. I know that there were circumstances, but I'll tell you what. If you go back to Athens and McMinn County, Tennessee, August 1st and 2nd, and you study what happened on that fateful night when the guys from World War II came back.
Come here, Ranger.
Come here, Ranger.
And sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. You come back, when they came back, and they came back to a boatload of fraud, and they said, oh, no, 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 we're not going to do this. We are going to do this right and do this out in the open. And they went down the armory and they got arms. They got weapons and they came back and said, okay, we're back. Read, folks, and learn about the Battle of Athens, 1946. That's what should have happened in my view. If I would have been there, hey, I probably wouldn't be here now. But if I would have been there, I would have, you're not telling me to use my telescope to look at something I may or may not see. And I want to know where Ruby Freeman is and her daughter. Where are you? Hey, I got something. Don't say nothing. I got something to show you. Don't say nothing. Remember those Facebook postings that you can't find anywhere right now? Where's the accountability? Now the FBI, what they've done is they've made us, you and me, and Richard Proctor, and Eric the Tech, and anyone who speaks out. We are the domestic terrorists now. See, they got Biden back in. And I just wanted to just finish up by saying this. They got Biden in there. Now everything's, quote, normal. Well, what the hell's normal? Normal is the deep state, the swamp, the enriching oneself at the expense of your country. That's what normal is to these communist people. And that concludes my opening statement. Randy Taylor, along with Richard Proctor, two of my favorite people, come on board.
Are we here now? Am I here now?
You are here now. Sorry, I got carried away there.
No sweat. I just want to make sure it's the right time. You know, I'm listening to what you just had to say, and I agree with what you said completely, but let's look at something else. Now, Mike Liddell has a two-hour deal out showing exactly what happened, and the last 30 minutes of that tell the story. They have records, precise records of the computers from overseas, exactly what they were. They have the digital numbers of the computers. They know exactly who they were. They know exactly what computers they reached in the United States. They know exactly what they sent back and forth, every bit of it. And there are thousands of pages, and not one instance in those pages Every instance in those pages, Trump was taken down, lost votes. Votes were destroyed. Thousands of pages, all coming from China and Europe, all over. It's just the example that he shows, or is shown on that show in the last 30 minutes, shows you how terrible the election was. It was stolen not just by our people, but by the Europeans and the Chinese. And these people were in cahoots with our people. So it's not one without the other. I mean, guys, it was a storm of video of internet connection back and forth constantly to the whole time. There are 1,000 pages, and the pages have hundreds of references on each page, appears to be.
And Dr. Proctor, if folks didn't catch Monday's program, we had Mary Fanning and Brandon Haas, two executive producers of that video, of that documentary, Absolute Proof. The only person we didn't have on was Mike Lindell himself, who was scheduled elsewhere. But yes, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And everyone needs to watch that video, Absolute Proof, because especially the last, I'll say 35 minutes, because it gets into those pages, and those are cyber forensic fingerprints, latent fingerprints, cyber forensic fingerprints of every transaction, both going and coming. So you're absolutely 100% correct, and thank you for pointing that out.
I'm just appalled that they say there's no proof. There's this, like he said, it's absolute proof that this thing was stolen by Europe and our people in cahoots with them. Absolutely. You see, they didn't have to have those voting machines hooked up to the internet. They could have taken those little screws out and nothing would have happened on that part. But they didn't. They left them hooked up because that was the plan. That was the plan. They had to have that help.
Yeah, and Randy, you know, these weren't glitches. These were features, as we had talked about in the past.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
This was done on purpose. Yep. It was done, planned event, done on purpose overseas. I mean, those people control our election. They destroyed Trump's chances of even getting elected. Those mm-hmm. people made sure he couldn't be elected because they would watch the numbers and they would change them. I mean, and one of the counties up in Michigan, they had the stuff, they could do a hand count. And if they do a hand count, Trump would go from 8, I'm just guessing at the numbers, Trump would go at 8 to 400 or 500, and Biden would go from 600 or 700 down to 200 or 100, something like that. But Trump only had 8 when they finished the computer work. Only 8, where he should have had hundreds. That's what was going on all over the nation. Now that,
and didn't they just have a Time magazine article?
Yeah,
that pretty much verifies what's been said.
Oh yeah, they spiked the football. Ms. Ball, who was the author of that, the date I think was the 4th of, it could be wrong, 4th of February, but yeah, they spiked the football on that Time magazine article saying, we did it, we didn't steal, but we fortified the election. That was the term that was used, I was trying to think of yesterday. We fortified right. the election, which is a bunch of bunk, but that article should be used as Exhibit A in a criminal trial against all of those media cabal criminals, as well as the corporate officers, as well as the politicians, the appointed secretaries of state, and so on. So yeah.
They don't even try and hide it anymore. That's the thing. They don't. Yeah. They're so bold, so blatant. And he said,
"Yes, it is absolutely blatant." That's mm-hmm. right. In fact, the way it looks to me, just my own personal thought, if everybody who was a criminal in this particular election was tried and convicted as they should be, we'd have half of our government gone.
Right.
Maybe two-thirds of our government would be gone. That's something, isn't it? Some number like that is a part of this item. Trump is supposed to be our president by tens of millions of votes. By tens of millions. Okay, you know, that's my thought. I'd like to chat a little bit about some of the stuff that's happened with Biden while he's been president, in case people haven't been able to follow all of it.
Oh, please.
Is that all right?
Oh, please.
The first thing I think is of interest, and it's not one of these items that I want to talk about, but it's of interest. On the day before the election, not the election, but the inauguration, on the day before the inauguration, 19 January, New York, California, all these places, this serious pandemic disease is so bad, we've got to lock everybody down. We've got to stop it. We've got to hold this disease down. That's the 19th. The 21st, okay, we can unlock it now. No problem. What happened? Did all of a sudden the disease go away between the 19th and the 21st? Hey, guys, it's all political. This whole pandemic has been political, but I won't talk about that this moment. First thing that I have in my little notes here that happened is H.R. 1. Have you guys talked about H.R. 1 here on the program? H.R. 1.
No.
That's an election law. It was in the House. I don't know if it passed the Senate, but if it did, then Biden signed it. And I suspect it will pass the House, pass the Senate. This law makes it legal to harvest votes, requires all 16-year-olds to be registered, makes it legal, in fact, you must have mail-in ballots, makes it legal to have drive-by registration, makes it legal for people to register same day, makes it legal for people to register from home, makes it legal for people to have ballots that they print themselves. Everything is legal. I could register my dog, cat, and their kittens, and they could all vote for whoever I wanted them to vote for. That's what this has come to. And I'm going to register my dog if this happens. I'm going to have a dog that's registered and he can vote. Because he lives here, you know. He lives here. He's a resident. That's H.R. 1.
Right.
It has
Yep. And that was introduced. That was actually a version of that was introduced last year. And now it's in the 117th Congress. Again, it was introduced by Sarbanes. We did talk about that. Randy, I'm not sure you were part of that discussion.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah. But the fact of the matter is you're absolutely right. This is titled the short title, just so people know. It's an act for the people or something to that effect. I'm looking for it. But what it does is it fixes the voter oppression, you know, voter oppression in quotes, where everyone can vote. Of course, it's not every legal voter. It's every person that has a vote, which is just a bunch of BS. And you're absolutely right. Your dog can vote. And, you know, it's sad because this is going to take down our country, and I don't know how many people really realize that. Thank you for bringing that up.
This is one of the worst things. Next thing I have on the list is Biden put in a travel ban for people from Europe. Why? Because the disease is so bad over there. So he put a travel ban in. What? Trump tried to put a travel ban in to keep terrorists out of the country, and everybody yelled and screamed at him. Today, Biden put a travel ban in, and nobody cares. The religious extremists, this is the third item here. Religious extremists, me, for example, white people, for example, are all now terrorists. We've all been labeled terrorists. Everybody who is any way, shape, or form a patriot or trying to be or conservative or anything like that is now a religious terrorist or just a terrorist to begin with. All of us are. Border security. He did a 100-day border security hold, and the guys there said in 4 hours he did more damage to our security than anybody's ever done. Less secure, just 4 hours. Racial equality for everyone except the three of us. Everybody's got racial equality but the three of us. Collaboration between the government and the biotechs came out. The cooperation that he's doing between the government and the biotech, which means the biotechs are the big guys spending a lot of money doing things, controlling the money movement. Paris Agreement. He decided that would be good. Trump had gotten out of it. Now he's gotten us back into it. What does that mean? I listened to a presentation yesterday. I couldn't write everything down very quickly. So just let me summarize. That accord, that Paris Accord, that now we have in place in our country, allowed our good president and the agricultural and forestry people, those guys, all of them, to begin a zero carbon footprint. In other words, all food, everything must have a zero carbon footprint, or it's illegal. There's too much food being planted around our country, so some land has to be taken out of production, because there's too much food being planted, and that's causing global warming. Guys, the rest of the world is running out of food, and they are not exporting so that they can keep the food for their people. We don't grow it anymore. Now, that's the stupidest arrangement I've ever heard. There will be no meat left, because all meat-producing animals, all animals, will have a footprint. That doesn't just mean meat, though. That means dairy, too. All the dairy, all the yogurt, all the cream, all the butter, everything will be gone, because the animals produce it, and animals don't have a zero footprint. That's what's happening, guys. That's what he's called for. Work on the border wall was stopped immediately. But the work on the wall around Washington kept right on going. Interesting, isn't it? He called for homosexuals to be allowed to use the women's private room, self-identified homosexuals, self-identified, so they can use any locker, any place. Homosexuals can use it all legally. No, they can't do it legally, but they can do it for Biden's executive orders. 10,000 criminals to be released. Who? They're the guys that came, they are over the border. Those are criminals that they come in. They won't be deported. They'll just be released to the population, and they're rapists and murderers and all kinds of folks. They'll just be released. And those of us who are terrorists who just happen to have the wrong color skin will be put in prison to take their place. On the third, they loosened even more of the border security plans to intercept the illegals. The 12th one here, masks expanded to include, now he started with masks just on federal property, federal, an executive order, federal, everybody had to wear a mask. Well, he has the power to do an executive order for the federal people because they're a part of his organization, the executive department. Now he has expanded that to include any transportation, any type of vehicle, taxi, Uber, anything, anything at all that you're in that's not your own, you must be wearing a mask or they'll stop and arrest you. Who's going to enforce it? The TSA. These guys in the TSA that have been abusing our passengers getting on planes now have the authority to go into the cities and arrest anybody they see not wearing a mask except in your private car. That's the only one they let us have. Every other plane, train, automobile, bus, taxi, everything. You are arrested. If you don't have a mask on, you'll be arrested. You could be arrested by the TSA. Then comes H.R. 127. Have you guys talked about H.R. 127?
Oh, we sure have.
Yes. All guns registered, even ones that I bought 25 years ago, must be registered on a federal registry that anybody can look at. Then when they get that, when you register them, you have to not only admit where the that you have them, you have to tell exactly where they're stored and exactly the condition of it so they can do it. And anybody, any criminal can look and see where you stored your guns, or if you didn't have any guns to store, they'll know that too. That's H.R. 127.
And it also bans high-capacity herb magazines with holding over 10 rounds. It's a BS law. It takes away your Second Amendment. And as a result now, there are sanctuary counties and sanctuary cities popping up saying that's not going to happen. And I'm loving that. So, however.
Me too.
This is anti-constitutional. And just getting back what you said about the executive orders and actions, 29, I believe, are listed in the Federal Register through the 4th of February. And it covers everything that you said minus H.R. 1. And H.R. 127 or House Bill 127. So yeah, you're exactly right. Stopping construction of the border wall, combat discrimination on the basis of a sexual orientation or gender identity. What a bunch of But he's attempting to erase all things moral and Donald Trump. Go ahead.
I will add one thing to that. This group of people that's in the power of the government is attempting to erase our entire country.
Yes.
They want this country gone. They want the Constitution destroyed. And in fact, CONCON, state legislatures are bringing up CONCON approvals and requests again now and over and over. The minute that gavel drops for a CONCON, our Constitution that we now hold that protects our rights is destroyed. They'll throw it out the window and put their own in, which will be ratified by a committee in Washington or some such thing like that. It'll change the states to regions. It'll do all kinds of stuff. But the most important thing is we have no more God-given rights. Those rights will be given to us by the government or taken away by the government whenever the government wants to. We become slaves to the government. That's the kind of a constitution that's going to come into place if these CONCONs pass and they're popping up all over the country. Oh, the cabinet wants China. Biden wants China. Now the food supply. Oh, my laws. It's an engineered famine. It's an engineered famine. Soybeans, wheat, corn, all being bought up by China, so we can't have them. Ethanol being bought up by China, so that's another corn use, by the way. In other words, what we're doing is we're not allowing people to plant all their crops anymore, and we're taking the crops they are planting and exporting it to somewhere else, so we don't get it. Not keeping them. Other countries know how to take care of their citizens. All of this, everything I've gone through, I've got 15 items. Every one of these items is contrary to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and our culture, every one of them. Our culture will be destroyed by this, by these people if they're allowed to continue for very much longer. I can just see the TSA agents with arms going around arresting people off buses because they don't have a mask, throwing them in jail. And you know, we have the federal laws, color of law, Title 18 and Title 242. Those two things say that anybody who does that can be prosecuted by those of us who are infringed. Our rights were infringed. We're taken to task. But you got to find an honest judge. You got to find a federal judge that will allow it. Right. And I don't know how plentiful those judges are. So all of a sudden, all the federal laws that might protect us are gone because the government itself is out to get us, all of us. All of us.
I have one question about masks, and I'll just toss this out there. If masks work so well, why haven't they?
That's right. Why haven't they? Why haven't they? I read an article the other day. This is when Fauci came out and said we better wear two masks because one mask is only 50% effective. So we got to wear two masks. So this fellow that did it, this was Mike Snyder from I think, Washington, Oregon, up there. Anyway, Mike Snyder wrote the article. He says, well, I think since two masks are better than one, that still only covers about 70%. So we better have three masks. And that still only covers about 80%, so we better have four masks, which will get us into the 90s. Five masks might get us fully protected. Of course, we can't breathe, but we're fully protected. And that's the stupidity of what's going on. I think it's kind of like this, because I want to erect a chain link fence around my property this spring so that I can keep the mosquitoes out, because obviously they can't get through a chain link fence. Oh, but I better put up 10 of them to keep more and more of them out. Because if I put up 10 chain link fences, that'll keep more of the mosquitoes out. Fewer will be able to get through. No, put up 20 chain link fences so it can really be safe. No, this mosquito will still get through. And so will the germs continue to get through all of these masks because they're not made to keep germs out. They're not made to protect you. Now, in that item about the mask, you can't have just any old mask any longer. Now you have to get a government-approved mask that's going to sit tight to your face. And it's going to confine everything. It's got to be government approved. You don't have the right mask on, you'll be arrested too. Oh, yeah, that's what's going on. I call this tyranny. I call this police state. I don't care whether it's TSI guys, whether it's brown shirts. I don't care. This is becoming, we are growing into a police state and tyranny. I know that there are counties that are being called or setting themselves up as constitutional sanctuaries. And I think that's outstanding, but there are not enough of them. And I'm led to believe that North Dakota and South Dakota are writing or passing or preparing to pass items that will preclude any order from Congress, from the president, any executive order that is unconstitutional. In other words, nullification. They're going to nullify everything coming from Washington that's unconstitutional. I think that's a good move. I think the other 48 ought to do that too. Well, maybe 46. California and New York will never do that. No. But you've got the idea. We need to stop this, but we can only stop it at the state level. We can't stop the federal. Look at what it's doing to us. And it's moving very quickly. Are we going to be able to move quickly enough to defend ourselves? Oh, my. I've already been asked to speak at two or three different places and on the Constitution and on what's going on and what we need to do. Folks, the Constitution. I've been talking about this now for almost 2 years. Saving the Constitution's been out for almost 2 years. There's still not enough copies out. Folks, if you cannot protect yourself from this thing, you can't do it if you don't know what to protect yourself from. And now, with Biden in office, the Liberty Series has grown in importance, too. It's up there to where the Liberty Series is as important as the other book, because it's going to tell you how this is all happening. I listened to Liddell's program, and he kept saying over and over, why? And I kept thinking to myself, read my book, read the Liberty series, you'll know why, you'll know who, and you'll know why. It's not hidden at all. The purpose is to destroy our country, and that's why. And those books tell you how it's being done, and who's doing it, what tools they're using, and how they're using them, and how, when they started, and how it's been going on for the last two centuries. Folks, I can't emphasize this enough. I get called all the time, people asking me questions about the Constitution and about can this be done or can that be done? Or what's the history? What's that? What's going on? And I spend time. But folks, if you had the Liberty series and the Saving the Constitution and you read it properly, you would know that all the things that are happening that are unconstitutional, and you would know what actions you should take as a community, not as an individual, but as a community. An individual can't do anything about this, folks. It takes a community. It takes a county. It takes a state. Maybe a city could do it, but it does take a community. You can't do this alone. The people must get band together to do this, or the TSA will come and arrest the people who are doing it, and you won't even have those people to help you. Folks, we've got to do something. We can't sit idly by. Our country is being stolen from us every day. Every day it's being stolen from us because we don't know and we give the impression we don't care. We're too complacent. We give the impression we don't care. We don't know and we don't care. So what do they say? The bad guys only win because the good guys do nothing. Isn't there something like that? Haven't I said that close to how it's said? Evil prospers because good guys allow it. They don't stop it.
The only thing necessary for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing.
Thank you very much, Randy. That's exactly what I wanted to say. That's why we need you here, so that you can fix all my stuff that I can't say. I get screwed up on. Folks, we have a real problem in our society today. And it's not going to go away. New normal. You know what the new normal really is going to be? I said it again. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Get out the movie, Dr. Zhivago, and watch the whole thing. And then you can see what the new normal is going to be. The new normal is going to be. That's exactly what's happening to us now. Mm-hmm. No different than the Nazis taking over. No different than the communists taking over Russia. No different than the communists taking over Venezuela. No different than the communists taking over China. No different at all. It's all the same. There's no new stuff. It's all the same. If you're paying attention and you know these things, you will know how to defeat it as a group, as a community, as a state, as a county. And it's got to be done that way.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And that's we were discussing that yesterday with that Coach Dave and Dr. John Diamond. This stuff has to start in your community.
Yes.
We can't go tackle the federal government. It's not going to happen.
No,
it's too big of an adversary. We wouldn't even know how to organize against it. Start in the community. Start drawing the lines there.
You got to do it.
Yes.
Actually got to do something. Sitting in front of the TV, listening to the news, doesn't do anything but brainwash your mind. Don't listen to those newscasts. Let those go. There's no honesty coming from them. No honesty at all. The only thing you're listening to is the brainwashing from the government, from the left, from the elite. That's all you're listening to. Those news broadcasts are all listed to control, get you thinking everything is bad rather than there's opportunities. Mm-hmm. Now, here's another one. If you want to do it, you can get a hold of a copy of V. That's the name of it, V. The first two segments. Not the second segment's fine. That's how they defeat them. But the first segment shows how the visiting aliens take over our planet one step at a time. And the main force that's used is the media. It's the media is the force that's used to take over the planet, because people just kept listening to it and being brainwashed by it. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I would recommend you never listen to a news broadcast again. It's not important. It's not important to know the things that are going on around you, and you don't want to be brainwashed by the federal government. I haven't listened to a news broadcast for decades, not one. I get my news from the internet. I get it from not from the major internet. I get it from the alternate internet. I get it from people like Doug Hagman and David Knight and that group of people. Those people know what's happening, and they're teaching you properly. Folks, you've got to get out of the mill of being harped at and yelled at and screamed at by liars. And that's all that's going on in the media. Folks, it's terrible what's happening. And you've got to get my set of books. Now, the last time I talked to you, I said I had a shortage. I have no shortage anymore. I can fill every order every day. No problem. Hundreds and hundreds of books. Now, I did have a shortage. I don't anymore. You need to have them. You need to get them. And again, we've talked about this before. When will they be banned? When will the post office no longer be able to send them out? How quickly can the post office be told not to send any books out unless they're approved and they're stamped approved and you can see that they're stamped approved? So you'll have to take your packages into the post office, open them, and they'll inspect them before they'll mail them. That's where we're headed. That's where we're headed. If you want to get them, now's the time. Don't postpone. Don't postpone. The Liberty Series is as important now as the Constitution, as saving the Constitution was in the past. It still is important, absolutely. But the Liberty Series now has come right up alongside it because of what's been happening. The 20 days, 21 days that Doug spoke of in the beginning, these last 21 days show what the next 21 will be and what the next 21 and the next 21 will be. And by the time we get through many of those 21s, you won't recognize what this country used to be. And used to be is the right part of the sentence. Unless you have written word, you can't, I can get it on the internet. No, you can't. At that point, that won't be available either. You'll only be able to have those items you have in your hand. The stuff you want to do on your what do they call those things? Notepad and all those computer sources, all the stuff you want to read on the computer and on your phone and all that stuff won't work, folks. It will not be allowed. You won't be able to see anything except what the government wants you to see on those items.
They're already doing that.
Yes, they are. They are already doing it. That's right.
That's already
but I'm,
play.
I'm talking about the nth degree, the final degree. The only place you'll have any information is in the books you have in your possession. That's the only one. And you know, those are very important books. The Bible, very important. You've got to have it in your possession. These things are important. You've got to have them. If you don't have them, you'll be wondering what happened. Why is this happening? What can I do? You've got to, folks. You've got to. Again, I'm talking in a negative perspective, a thought of, please talk about the good things, you would say. Well, there are good things going on. There are lots of good things. The people who are setting up sanctuary communities, sanctuary counties, constitutional sanctuary counties. Those are good things. They're being set up. Get your county to do one. Constitutional sanctuary counties. But you got to know what the Constitution says before you can decide whether something is unconstitutional or not, don't you? Aha! There you have it. Set up a county. Now you better have something that will tell you what's constitutional. And there's no other book, guys. I'm sorry. There's no other book. The books that are out, if they teach the Constitution at all, teach what the Supreme Court has done to it, what the political parties have done to it, what the government has done to it, what the Supreme Court, maybe I mentioned them. They've really done it to it, though. They really have. You need to have the document that was written. Because when they put the new one out after the ConCon, this one will be burned.
Yeah, it'll be forever in the archive of non-existence. I want to know, Richard Proctor, ProvisInstitute.com, I want to know Why? What gives this Congress the right to wall in the Capitol, to wall in the White House, to wall in the Supreme Court, and put barbed wire on top and to send the military out there? Who's calling those shots, and what's going on with that? Now, folks, Liberty Series, Provost Institute, get that. It gives you a lot of great information. But I want to know today, given the fact, and both Randy and Richard Proctor, Provost Institute, you guys can talk about this as well. Bottom line here is we, the people, are being set up as domestic terrorists. You had mentioned H.R. 127. Well, in addition to that, the revision of Executive Order 12333 back from the 80s is going to even put a bigger cherry on top of that sundae. So, but I want to know what's going on in D.C. Under whose authority? Why? What's the intent here? Because then those walls, I guarantee you, as I sit here today on the 10th day of February, they're not going away. They're not going away.
That's right. They're not going away. Absolutely right.
Theoretically, they're not going away.
No, not theoretically. They're not going away.
All bullshit. Until, they're going to go.
Until this regime is pushed out of Washington. When this regime is pushed out of Washington, then they'll go away.
We can take them. We can take the gates down.
There's no constitutional authority. There's no any authority to do this. It's being done. The excuse, of course, is what happened, what Black Lives Matter and the Antifa guys did in the Capitol building is being used to wall us out of the Capitol building and everything else. They have walled it in, and
Has anybody pointed out to Black Lives Matter that all those fences are black? And maybe they should find that offensive, and who's on about it?
Well, Randy Taylor, you're so sure that those walls will come down. I'm not so sure.
I didn't say by the government there, Scooter.
Well, Zippy, I'm not. you want to go? I mean, we can
care.
Go.
All right. I'm getting to the point. It really doesn't matter. You know what? What else are we gonna do?
Guys, let me just visit about an item. This happened in 1781. By the way, the 1781 law is unconstitutional for Article 6, so it can be ignored. But anyway, it's not being ignored. That set up a corporation. And when you read the law closely, the corporation is the 10 square miles of Washington, D.C. Outside that area is not the corporation, that's the republic. So what these people have done with these walls is they have walled in the corporation. They've walled the corporation in. And I would suspect that the next government ought to meet somewhere else, because that's the corporation. And if you're not going to... Well, yes, that would be a nice place. I think so. I think we need to do it right down in Florida. It'd be very nice. The most important players are there.
I do it, Erie.
Most important players are there. Interesting, the Ruffles and Flourishes were played in Florida, not in Washington. 21 Gun Salute was done in Florida, not in Washington. Got the idea?
Yeah, that's true. There's some oddities behind that inauguration still that bother me.
You know. Oh, no. The military is in charge, like I've been talking about, and the military said, he ain't the president, and we're not honoring him. The rank and file of the military turned their backs on him as he went in his cavalcade, went down the road in Washington. They turned their backs on him. That was the rank and file.
Right.
And the senior officers wouldn't send an airplane to pick him up. The senior officers...
They made him fly by private jet to the inauguration, which was unprecedented. I get that. But for not being in power, it seems like he's certainly passing enough administrative actions and executive orders and executive actions to put the hurt on our republic. That's for sure.
Yes, that's for sure. I would think that that we will get fed up with it, as Randy just said a minute ago, and somebody will take the wall down.
Yeah.
And that will not be people in Washington. Okay.
And but Randy's going to be asking for an alibi. I'm just saying he's going to be asking for an alibi that night.
So. I'll be live on the Hagman Report here while it's happening.
Yeah. No, guys, I believe that the 1781 law is unconstitutional, and as per Article 6, and that it will be revoked as far as the Republic goes. And maybe those walls will stay there because the government seat will be somewhere else. Just a thought. Then the fences are there to keep people in, not out.
Well, you know, that's getting close to the Q phenomenon or the Q thing that people talk about. I get that, but
trust the plan.
Yeah, the plan sucks as far as I'm concerned. But okay. But you make a good point about the corporation, the United States corporation versus United States. And again, that whole Q thing talks about the 19th president versus the 46th. And I understand all that. But in reality here, what we're dealing with, the nuts and bolts of things, Richard Proctor, are we not living in, I mean, it seems like we're living in this alternate universe. It really does.
Yeah. It's bizarre.
What do you mean by the alternate universe, Doug?
What I mean by that is,
it's like the Constitution should be in like a museum.
Yeah.
Not even being looked at now. Like we don't, they just make it up as they go.
That's what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Right. When we come back the second hour, we need to talk about the impeachment. The legalities of it, the illegalities of it, why Roberts isn't overseeing it. We got a lot of ground to cover there, too.
Yes, we do. And you know, you're right. You're right that the Constitution has been completely shredded within the square miles of Washington, D.C. Completely shredded.
These senators have proven with what they're saying on television that they simply cannot comprehend what it says.
Yes, they cannot.
I'm hearing some of the dumbest things I've ever heard. I could hand that. I have your book now, by the way, sir. I bought it.
Good show.
And I didn't get a special discount either. it's not autographed either, buddy. But I was reading it. I can hand that to my, and I did. I handed it to my 12-year-old daughter. Read this paragraph. Exactly the paragraph that you've pointed out to us a million times on page 40. Judgment in the cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and to disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. My kid understands that.
It isn't tough, is it?
No. So
it isn't tough.
Why? I don't understand that. So what I'm saying is we're seeing every day. They're just making it up as they go.
Yes, they are.
They're acting like the Constitution is made out of Play-Doh. And what do we want to turn it into today?
Well, and
it's like, where do you people come up with this crap?
They keep saying they're using the Constitution. That's just a placebo. They're not using the Constitution at all. They're using words that they take out of the document in the non-context.
What kills me, Dr. Proctor, is a lot of these senators are lawyers. They were attorneys in a former life.
Yeah, they were.
You would think they would have some comprehension of read. I'm just thankful that none of them ever touched any of the high dollar commercial construction contracts I ever worked with. So I would have lost my shorts.
You know, the 13th Amendment, which has not been repealed, by the way, or rescinded or anything, the 13th Amendment ratified in 1818, has not been repealed, and that amendment says attorneys cannot occupy a seat in Congress.
And that's a very interesting point.
It has not been rescinded.
Now, what do they say? While I'm not practicing?
No, at all. Attorneys can't do it.
Okay. Well, I'm just another strike against us.
But where is that amendment?
In 1858, it was taken out and thrown away. And the only way you'll find it is if you go to archives in some of the states. They have it still. But that's the only place you'll find it. It's gone.
You know, Randy Taylor, I knew the answer to that question.
Yes, I was waiting for you to throw it out there, buddy.
But no, you're right, though. And Richard Proctor, ProvisInstitute.com, Liberty Series, most important investment you can make in books and saving the Constitution as well as the economic books, too, because that's going to come into play. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Man, there's so much going on right now. And when we come back, obviously, earlier today, the second day of impeachment gaveled in, and the argument today is going to show how President Trump's weeks of, now, the argument today, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. How President Trump's weeks of false claims, set the stage, primed supporters for what they're calling foreseeable violence and what they have called foreseeable violence. And it's sad, the response, and I'm going to leave it at that, defense of that, because if there was foreseeable violence, obviously that should have been taken care of by the Capitol Police and by the people in charge. Pelosi and others told them to stand down. You're listening to the Hagmann Report. Richard Proctor, ProvisInstitute.com, Randy Taylor, Hagmann Report, flying with me, wingman, and ranger in the background. Going to be right back. Stay right where you're at.
Reporting on what the mainstream media won't, you're listening to the Hagmann and Hagmann Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
Exposing the New World Order.
Welcome back to Hagmann. This is the Hagmann Report, where truth can't be silenced no matter how hard they try. And they are trying very hard. With me, Randy Taylor, flying along with me in this program, Richard Proctor, ProvisInstitute.com. Folks, you got to go to ProvisInstitute.com, get the books there, especially Liberty Series Now, to give you the background, the run-up to what we're seeing today. HagmannStore.com as well, HagmannStore.com. For the best gourmet coffee you will ever taste, Detective's Choice Hypercaffeinated Patriot and Revolution blends as well. And I've got to tell you, the proceeds go to assist in the fight against human and child sex trafficking. There have been a couple of victories, very silent about them, because those victories are actually leading to additional upcoming arrests. And I want to thank both Craig Sawyer and Russ Dizdar, who have been just extremely busy behind the scenes. Real actions, real consequences, real investigations, and real arrests. Indeed, not some phony Pentagon pedophile task force BS, but no, the real deals. Before I get back to my guests, you know, I was thinking about this. my accountant. I had a conversation with my accountant because the business taxes are going to be due. And of course, we had this big, long conversation. And we were talking about Christmas. And we were talking about Christmas and how we both had kind of muted Christmases for different reasons. Illness on his part, death on our family on our part. And, but one thing that we were talking about was, really a good thing was about saving money. And I was telling him that my wife uses Honey, I'm sorry, Honey, when you shop online, and we all shop online, and we all see these promo codes, the fields for promo codes at checkout, they seem to taunt us. Well, Honey, thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is a free browser extension. Those were the words I was looking for, browser extension. And we were talking about the use of this. And he was telling me that his wife, and he uses Honey, we use Honey here, and we were comparing savings. He had purchased a new TV for the family, and he was saying, oh yeah, you know, he saved, I'm from memory now, I'm thinking like pretty close to $60. It was in the 50s. Because of Honey. And I know that my daughter-in-law, for her son, little Joe, saved a lot of money for clothes and other items around Christmas time. My goodness, it was close to $100 when it was all said and done. And it was a significant savings. So Honey is a free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes. And what it does is applies the best one it finds to your cart. So you don't have to do all this manual jumping around and jumping through hoops. And Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. And they range from stores and sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands. And you know what? Even food delivery. Just ask Eric the Tech. He knows all about that. Now, here's how it works. Just imagine you're shopping at one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down. All you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds. As Honey searches for the coupons it can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, and I don't think I've ever seen it not find a working coupon. That's just from my memory. It's really good. Okay. All you have to do is sit back and watch the prices drop, and they do. I'm telling you, they've saved us a lot of money. You can ask Eric the Tech too. This is last fall when we were, getting a new camera and then a couple of cables and such. On one purchase alone, we saved, it was like 15, 20%. It was amazing. It was really amazing. So, all right. Honey has found over 17 million members. Think about this. $2 billion in savings. Can I recommend this to the federal government? I really think we should. Here's what you need to do, folks. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in just a few seconds, a few clicks. And by getting it, you're going to be doing yourself a favor in supporting this broadcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Hagman. I said that deliberately slow. joinhoney.com/Hagman. That's joinhoney.com/Hagman. Remember, two ends on a Hagman. You're going to be a happy camper. I know we are. Randy Taylor flying with me, as well as Richard Proctor, ProIsInstitute.com. Spirited discussion during the break. Spirited discussion. And we're going to continue that spirited discussion right now. So I'm going to kick over to you, Randy.
Well, as usual on break, we start just going and talking away. And we're going to go ahead and we'll use it for the second segment going into it. The constitutionality of this impeachment.
But by the way, show trial, two words, show trial. Those two words, 1928, first used, show trial. That's what we're seeing. It's for political purposes. This has no legal basis, and this is a sham. But go ahead, sir.
100% right there, Doug. 100% right. It's a sham. It's a show trial. Kangaroo court. Nothing but to get their name out in the office that they're doing something. But, you know, constitutionality of it. Let's go to Section 3 of Article 1, and let's look at 6 and 7. We can also go to Section 4 of Article 2, and that's also covering the subject. The impeachment. The president and vice president shall be removed from office on impeachment. That's what it's talking about, removed from office. Let's just start with paragraph 6. The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. When sitting for that purpose, they shall be on oath or affirmation. Now, what does that mean? Shall be on oath or affirmation. Well, that's similar to in court when you put your hand on the Bible and say, the whole truth, nothing but the truth will help me God. All right? That's what that means. Whole truth, not prevarication, not lies, not distortions, truth. Okay. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside. If the other side to that, if the Chief Justice is not presiding, there is no court. There is no case. There is no anything. Period. He's nothing. If he's not there, right there says it. The Chief Justice of the United States shall, doesn't mean maybe, doesn't mean might, doesn't mean perhaps, shall preside. There you have it. One word takes it right down. If he's not there, there's no court. Trump could just go home. His department could, everybody could just go home. There's no validity. There's no validity. None. No person shall be convicted without the concurrence of 2/3 of the members present. Now, that's an interesting thing. It doesn't talk about quorum. It says 2/3 of members present. So if the only people who showed up for one reason or another, were the people who wanted him convicted, they would convict him with 100% of the people present. It doesn't say 2/3 of the quorum. It doesn't talk about quorum. It's just present. So if all the Republicans stayed home because they were angry with the trial, the Democrats could just impeach him. Done. You have to have 2/3 of the members present. Now, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further. Shall not extend further than to removal from office. That's the sentence. Okay, that's the sentence. Does not extend further than removal from office. I've listened to all these guys talk about precedent, but they don't talk about precedent of President Nixon, who resigned so he couldn't be impeached. And everybody understood it. And he wasn't. There was no question. He resigned. Therefore, they couldn't impeach him. Well, that didn't happen this time. This time, the individual was, January the 20th at 12:01. He was no longer president. Period. Therefore, he can't be removed from office. That's what it says. Shall not extend further than removal from office. That's what it says. Then it says, comma, and, so that means that this removal from office will include disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. There you have it. It says, and, will include that. So first it has to be removal from office, and then all these other things apply. They don't apply until removal from office. So if you can't be removed from office, it doesn't apply. If we can try a president who's not a president just because we don't like what he did, then let's go back and try Obama. Oh, let's go back and try Lincoln because he did stuff we didn't like. Let's go back and impeach him. Oh, we can impeach. Oh, I don't know who we can impeach. Anybody. We can impeach any president that has ever existed. One day or 25 years or 100 years. What's the difference? If you can impeach somebody one day after the rules, you can impeach them anytime you want after the rules. They are violating the Constitution. Of course, they don't care. They're not reading it. First, they say the Chief Justice is not here, so we don't care. We'll go on anyway. Then they can say he's not in office, so we don't care. We're going to go on anyway. So how can these people affirm oath and affirmation to what? To themselves? No truth. There's no truth. There's no using. There's no honesty. There's no nothing. No honesty, nothing. It is just a sham to pound on President Trump, ex-President Trump. There's just a pound, a sham to pound on him again and again and again and again. And you know what? I have a feeling that it's never going to cease. They're going to be pounding on him 25 years from today, these same people, for whatever reason. I saw a document the other day, a list, and they put President Trump as the third worst. No, the bottom one, the next one, and Trump was the third from the bottom. Worst president we've ever had. Folks, he's one of the best presidents we've ever had. Look at what he's put up with. Look what he's tried to do. Look at the criminals he's tried to get out of office. Look at all the problems that have been created that he fixed. Oh, he's the best president we had. But today, this minute, everybody wants to bash Trump. Because if you don't bash Trump, you're not in the program du jour, you know, the stuff du jour. So, you know, if we want to look at the Constitution and decide whether this is valid or not, Article 6 says it's not. I mean, Section 3, Paragraph 6 of 1 and Paragraph 6 of 7 say Chief Justice shall provide he be removed from office. Neither of those are cases that's going on in that particular meeting today. Therefore, it's a sham, and the guys from Trump's group should just go home and laugh at them.
Is there, all right, so they go ahead and vote to impeach him. Is there any sort of appeal process to what's...
No, there's no appeal process. It's done. There's no appeal. There's nothing.
So it's a sham. But it's gonna. Yes. But it can stick.
Oh, it'll stick in the minds of people, but it won't stick in the law of people. But it'll stick in the mind of people. But it isn't. It isn't valid. It's completely invalid. But they're doing it anyway because they know they can use the media to call it good, and they know they can use it forever against him because the media will tell everybody they can. That's why all the people listening to the media will be brainwashed into thinking that this is a true trial. It isn't.
I'm going to ask you guys to speculate. Let's just say, just for...
Speculate.
What?
I'm going to speculate over my Krogi.
No, I pronounced that correctly. Speculate there, Zippy.
That's twice today's called me Zippy.
Well, I think one scooter is equal to two Zippies, right? I'm pretty sure.
I got hairy legs.
Anyway, no, both of you. What would happen? Okay, so right today, the what's his face from one of the.
What's his face?
Yeah, that moron, the senator, says, "Oh, we've got enough votes. We think we could convict him." I for speculation purposes, what do you think? What's going to be the response by number one by the American people, and perhaps most importantly by the American people of a conviction if that does take place? Your speculation.
My speculation is that the majority of the people will be hounded by the media and believe it's true.
And there's trash polls out there right now too saying that the majority of Americans think that President Trump should be impeached and convicted.
That's all kind of trash.
It's all kinds of crap. They're just talking crap, and they wonder why. This is what gets me. They do this shit, and they wonder why people show up at the Capitol pissed off.
Yeah, one would wonder.
I mean, get me. Come on. What I saw on the Capitol today was people that aren't sheep.
You mean on the 6th?
On the 6th. Those are people that aren't sheep.
Yes. They didn't even do anything they're being blamed for. But
no, that's
sheep.
What kills me, I'm going to point this out while I have you, is there was... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, just concentrating on what Doug said, the whole goal of this event is so that in the future they can refer back to it, because it won't ever go away.
Yeah.
Anything written in the newspaper never goes away. Jefferson is being tried today by lies that were put in the newspaper in 1800.
Yeah.
They were written in 1800. They were lies then, they're lies today, but he's being convicted of it now. People are convicting him of those lies because they were printed in a newspaper. And the journalists will print it, and that will make it so. Just because people are gullible, and the media knows how. Wordsmithing, my oh my. One of the wordsmiths got up yesterday, as I understand it, and he says, if we don't do this, they will give a free pass to every president during the month of January. He can do anything he wants to do, and without any record, without anything at all against him. We must take care of this. Well, then take care of it on the 19th. Because he's the president still on the 19th. Don't try to do it in February. Come on, guys. Mm. It's not getting a free pass in January. You still got your power up until the 19th. You don't have power after that. Actually, noon on the 20th. You don't have any power. So if you're going to do something, you got to do it when it's legal. And you got to get the Chief Justice there to make it legal. Without him, it ain't legal. No matter what anybody says. But the newspapers will ignore that. They'll just say the impeachment, he was convicted, he's been impeached. And that's exactly what will go down in the records of the media. He's been impeached. So everybody's been impeached. And then they will say the next sentence, he can no longer, I'm going to read you what the next sentence will say. He can no longer, what paragraph? Come on, get to the right section. 3, come on, you got one more back to go. He can no longer have any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. That's the next sentence. They're going to say, this is the media, he's been impeached, he's been convicted by the Senate, and he can no longer run for office, have any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. That's the sentence. That's how it will go. No one will remember that the impeachment is a sham because Chief Justice wasn't there. No one will remember that it's a sham because they couldn't remove him from office. They will only remember that he's been convicted and he can no longer hold any office of trust, honor, or profit. United States government. That's what the media will say over and over and over and over ad nauseum, so that people will begin to say, I guess it's true. A lie, the bigger the lie, the easier it is to sell it. And you repeat a lie often enough and it becomes the truth. And they will repeat it often enough. And it will become the truth. That's what's going on with this COVID stuff. Repeat a lie often enough and it becomes the truth. It's become a religion and it is the truth, whether it is or isn't. Nobody even looks anymore to decide. Nobody uses common sense to decide. Nobody's using common sense about this election. They're listening to the media. They're listening to the sound bites. They're listening to things that they're being pumped full of by the media every day. Everything they say. They're not talking to the media. They're really mad at Trump for inciting a riot on the 6th. He didn't incite it, but that's what they're mad about. But they're not mad at all about the riots that are going on in Washington and Oregon right now. The riots that are destroying property, destroying people's lives, are literally riots. They're burning. They're destroying. That's okay. That's all right. Why, the people in Washington on the 6th, they gathered and they said, you can't, they gathered and said words. They're terrible. Those people are terrible because they gathered and said words. But the guys in Seattle, Portland and Washington, those guys, Washington State, those guys can rob, steal, destroy, and burn anything they'd like to their heart's content, and it's all okay. That's the problem today, because the media is not telling anybody about what's going on in those locations.
And they've put the racial spin on it.
Oh, they always do that.
That's the thing. I was reading an AP yesterday, put out an article, analysis, a race war evident long before the Capitol siege. So I was reading this, and I went down to the second picture. In fact, I just sent that picture to Eric. If you take a look at that picture and look closely, they didn't look at the picture before they posted it because it's a black guy in the picture.
Yeah, that's been making its rounds.
You can't tell unless you're really looking, but you can tell by his hands. And if you look down at his ankles, because he's not wearing socks, it's a black guy in the picture.
And that black guy's has been identified, and it's a meme that's gone around. But the answer by the FBI, and I don't know whether you saw this, but the reason they used that picture is because the individual in question posted that picture to his social media. That's the official explanation. However, when you go back to the social media, I don't find that to be true. Now, it could very well be true, but I didn't see it. And certainly the footnote or end note in that indictment does not necessarily suggest that.
And it clearly made its way past the AP editors for the story. That's the best part.
In other words, folks, what Randy's trying to say is it was a photoshopped version of this man in the Capitol, the person of interest in the Capitol building, but on the wall, hanging on the wall, instead of, you know, the portrait of the president's, it was a black guy sitting on the edge of the bed. And I don't know if you have that or not, but anyway, that's the story and they're sticking to it, okay, to your point, just real quick, I want to toss this out and I'll let you guys talk.
And before you go away on that, have you noticed any of the pictures there were, and I saw more pictures with black people that day at the Capitol. They've all been pulled. They're gone.
They're
gone.
Yes.
Google images, they're gone.
You've got to look at message boards that have archived the images from contemporaneous to see the mixture of color of the people there at the Capitol. But okay, just the reason we find ourselves here at this moment in time, day two, ending of day two of the impeachment trial, is the fact that the president is being impeached for inciting a insurrection or an insurrection. Those are the words. However, when you look at the timeline, and I can't drive this home hard enough, the president took the stage at 12 noon. He spoke until 1:11. The breach of the Capitol took place at 12:40. That does not even address the fact that the president said march to the Capitol peaceably, to exercise your political speech. So the timeline is off. The fact that the opening statement yesterday by, was it SAS, or I don't recall who made the opening statement, said that there were 7 deaths associated with the Capitol insurrection, if you will. That was a completely false statement. The mishmash of video that the mainstream media hates, by the way, loved this one, and it was not true as presented in the context in which it was presented. What Richard Proctor said about Seattle and the Pacific Northwest, Portland, $2.3 billion worth of damage to federal buildings that you and I pay for. That doesn't include the looting or the breaking of the Starbucks or Citibank windows or whatever other stores got looted. That's just the federal buildings. The stand down orders by the police in the Pacific Northwest. The stand down orders by the Capitol Police. We have that on record. Randy, you know, remember that. Richard Proctor, you remember that from the day that you were on live. The Capitol Police let people in. They knew about this. There was chatter. They knew about this 2 days beforehand. They did nothing. So when I say they, I'm talking about the people in charge of the Capitol Police. You had the chief of Capitol Police resign. You had one commit suicide. And the last thing I want to mention is the officer Sicknick. Now, look, I feel bad for his family. I just my heart hurts for anyone who passes away unexpectedly like that. But I will say this. When you look at the fact that we have not gotten the results of the autopsy, the initial story that he was, you know, smacked on the head with a fire extinguisher and was taken away from the Capitol. That's not true. He went back to his detail and passed away later, much later. So all of this, none of this adds up, and the people are not being told the truth about what's really going on. So I just think that's all.
He might have. Wait a minute. The way things are going, he might have died from COVID, Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably did. You know, guys, think about this for a moment. The book 1984, they rewrite the history, and they rewrite it every day. Well, we just saw or are seeing rewriting of history that happened just a month ago. We're seeing rewriting of history. They're doing what they can do to make sure their position is in the history books. Make sure that nobody can verify anything else next year. Nobody can verify anything else because the pictures that they want there will be left there, and the ones they don't want there will be destroyed. And that's how you do it.
Well, they're doing it. I was doing some research on that Senator Byrd, who was in the KKK, the Democrat, and they're scrubbing photos of him from Google Images too, and any of his KKK gear. I know that just from this morning. I'm like, oh, come on, I just saw these here 6 months ago.
And see, that's what's going on. We have current day rewriting of history because they want a particular narrative to come forward and nothing else. So they rewrite the history immediately. This is not 1984. In 1984 book only, it's not something of the future. It's something of right this minute. Yep. The media rewrites history almost every day. Almost every day.
Making it up as they go, just like they're doing in the Senate right now.
Yes, they make it up as they go, just like they're doing. Absolutely. We've got guys that are standing up there pretending like they're honest, affirming truth, lying like
dogs.
Lying like a rug.
Like a rug.
Yeah.
You know, a fun fact, Randy Taylor, you mentioned Senator Byrd. And that stuff being expunged. It was November 7th, 1983, a bomb blast outside of Byrd's office in the U.S. Capitol building. It did a whole lot of damage, punched a potentially lethal hole in the wall, partition, sending all kinds of brick, plaster, building materials everywhere. Who's talking about that, huh? Nobody. No. Nobody.
No. You know what else nobody's talking about? The mobs going through Washington, D.C., saying, burn it down, burn it down, burn it down. The mobs going through Washington saying, burn it down.
Mm-hmm.
They're not talking about that either.
Oh, they don't give a rat's ass about Black Lives Matter, the damage they did in these cities this last summer. They don't care. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to hear it. They said it's not even in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
Really?
It isn't. It's worse. It's not in the same ballpark. It's worse. Much worse.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
what a double standard here. And we've been witnessing the double standard just as far as presidencies go. Now, I was looking back at and go back and think to Obama when he killed that Al Hamriki, a U.S. citizen, with a missile from a Predator drone. What if Trump had done that? Look at all the crap he took over killing an Iranian terrorist. Legitimately.
Mm-hmm.
This Al Hamriki, and I don't support terrorism one little bit, he was guilty. But what happened to grabbing him and bringing him home and trying him? Isn't that what we do with American citizens?
That was a bad precedent, Richard Proctor. Bad precedent. Yes.
Yeah, he was, and that's the key. I don't care if you fire these things and kill terrorists all day long. At the end of the day, it was an American citizen that had not committed a murder. All he had done was talk about Al-Qaeda's principles and against the West and all that. They had no charges of murder on him. He had never personally assaulted anyone to anyone's knowledge that they could prove any way, shape, or form. So technically, they killed him for doing what we're doing, exercising a First Amendment right, but he's an American citizen in another country, and they killed him with a missile. No trial, no arrest, you know, didn't get to present his side of the story. But now, what if Trump had done that? You see, the double standard There's just got to come a day when this double standard stops.
The double standard has been going on for years,
mm-hmm.
years and years.
Yep.
It's called rich people get off, poor people get convicted.
Yeah,
Richard Proctor of ProvisInstitute.com, get his books, please. ProvisInstitute.com, it'll be in the program description box. But I can see a day. And, you know, this is kind of tongue in cheek, but not really. When we're on air and all of a sudden, you know, you're a crater. You know, we go to your view and there's like a crater
where the screen's black.
Right. You know, or just dusty and dust settling. And that's where Richard Proctor, is this not where we're at today, where this kind of, unfettered lawlessness can take place? Because if they can name you, me, Randy Taylor, as domestic terrorist, inciting insurgency.
Judge, jury, and executioner.
Yeah. And it's done. And that kind of stuff is done. The police were in a hurry to solve something, so arrest some dude, try and convict him, hang him, or whatever. And he wasn't even the guy that did it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Folks, we have had, I was just going to mention, money keeps you, or money or influence keeps you out of prison. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Money, influence keeps her out of prison.
And a few hundred, nicely placed FBI files, if you remember that.
Oh, that's right. And several suicides.
Yeah.
Lots of suicides.
Yeah.
Because we live in a country that is completely going, it's completely gone. It's completely gone if we're going to talk about justice in our justice system. Remember the comment I made a little bit earlier? If you can find an honest judge?
Yes.
We're still laughing about that.
Yes. It's a pity. Isn't that terrible? An individual that I was talking about, Color of Love, brought that up. How do I find an honest federal judge? Yeah. In fact, that's what they were doing to Trump when he first started trying to get the terrorists out of the country or keep them from coming in. They went out and shot the right judge so they could get the right results. They didn't go to a grab bag and say, we'll just take through anybody. They selected the judge they wanted to say what they wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it. They did it. And that's how it works. They went to Hawaii mostly. There's a judge in Hawaii that really they could wrap around their finger, and they did. He wanted to do what they wanted to do, so they were happy. Finding an honest judge in today's society is often like finding hens.
Which amazes me, because Trump was always bragging about how he had stacked these courts and, you know, put judges in and all that. But when you need an honest judge or a conservative judge, or we can't seem to find one.
That's right. That's right. Can't seem to find him. It's a pity. It's the days of yore, handshake was your word. Today, nothing is your word. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
And Schumer, and what is the deal with Schumer going after Kavanaugh and, you know, basically making threats against Supreme Court justices?
Schumer. I didn't know he was so stupid as to do that. I didn't realize that.
I say we impeach him. I will wait until he's out of office, and we'll impeach him.
Yeah. Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly. Go ahead. Richard Proctor, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to go back to the fact that I talked about the Constitution. We haven't talked about the Constitution as much today as I would like to have. All that stuff that I read at the beginning, the 15 items that Biden's putting, that is being done under his authority, it's all unconstitutional. It's all undeclarationable. I can't say, I don't know how to say it any other way. Undeclarationable, meaning Declaration of Independenceable. It's unconstitutional. It's all that way. These are God-given rights that we have. They can't put cameras on our soil and photograph us and say, aha, you violated this law. We told you not to plant crops on your personal property, and you're doing it. We can prove it because we have a camera that we placed there without any warrant or anything. It's not. We've gone to that point. You know, you have a right, Fourth Amendment. You have a right to be secure in your position and your person and your property and your papers and your You have a right to that. Well, a camera hidden on your property to convict you, that's not a right. They can't do that. You've got to have a court order. Can't do that. They cannot go on your property and tell you that you can't plant stuff. They cannot do that. You have a right. It's your property. But they're ignoring all of that. And the only way a government that can do those kinds of things is to be a dictatorial government. The only way a government can do this is to be in tyranny. That's what we're talking about when we say that the TSA can now authorize to now go arrest people that aren't wearing the right kind of mask in a taxi.
But isn't that, but the local government can buck that, right?
I'm not sure that they'll be allowed to. You see, I would think they should. I would think they could, but we're in such a problem today. It may be that the TSA will have more power than our law enforcement and sheriffs in our own states, as long as we allow it. Did you hear the last words? As long as we allow it.
Your phrase, power versus authority, that always sticks in my mind.
That's exactly right, power versus authority. They have the power to do stuff, and they are doing it. They have no authority to do it, but they don't care. The TSA has no power to do any of the things that the Homeland Security is going to want them to do, but they're going to do it anyway. The Nuremberg trials come up. All of these things, following orders. Yeah, well, they still executed him or put him in jail. You're following orders. You knew it was wrong. Well, yeah, but I was following orders. Tough luck, Don. Well, that's what's going on today. We're following orders. Therefore, you can't do this or you must do that. And they're taking away our rights as people, God-given rights. Everything that Biden is doing, every one of these executive orders is unconstitutional. Let me read you why. All legislative action shall be granted and vested into a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and the House of Representatives. Now, that means law. All laws will come from, federal now, will come from Congress. Not an executive order, not a decision. A Congress must pass the law. And if he doesn't pass the law, it ain't one. So when that young lady, Kim Davis, was thrown in jail because she wouldn't sign the marriage certificates, she was the only honest, right person there. And the judge put her in jail because she would not sign those certificates, which were against the law in Kentucky at the time to sign. It was against the law. She didn't do it. She followed the law, thrown in jail. That's where we are. We make the law up as we go. We do not care about law. We care about what the item of the day is. That's all we care about. And that is a tyranny. That is tyranny. She was put in jail by a terrorist, even though he called himself a judge.
We got plenty of those.
Yeah. She was put in jail by a terrorist. Tyranny. They're the same. I think they're the same. Tyranny and terror. I think they're the same. Probably they're a little different connotation. But tyranny is terror done by government.
So what do we do about this? I don't think there's any simple answer. All I can see, and I'm going to leave this on the table for you both. This is kind of, folks, this is kind of like imagine yourself at home with your relatives having this conversation. We all care about our country. We all care about our future, the children, our children's future. What do we do about this? It seems to me this is so far gone. I'm not liking where this is headed, you know, in terms of how we fix it.
How do we fix it? Let me explain how I think we should fix it. And it is fixable. Communities, counties, states, but let's stay with communities and counties. Communities and counties, cities and counties, they need to establish law in their area that says we will only follow law. We will not follow edicts. We will not, an executive order by Biden is an edict. It's not a law. We will not follow edicts anywhere in our county. No one will be required to follow an edict. And they got to stick to it. And it's got to be done and it's got to be done in force. So when somebody shows up to do it, the police there arrest that person for violating the rights of the people.
We almost need to set up a central command of some sort and start getting these counties to do this.
Well, yes, yes.
Something we've got to get organized, man. We're sitting here talking till we're blue in the face. We've got to get organized.
Let me see. I think I started in June of 2018, telling everybody we need militias.
Something.
Oh yeah. We do, folks. That's the authority we were just talking about just now. That's the authority to stop this problem. Militias. Let me see. What is the Second Amendment? We always talk about got to bear arms. What does the Second Amendment also say? What does it really say? A well-regulated militia is necessary for the security of Iowa. That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have well-regulated or not.
Okay, and they are 100% legal, militias.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Not only are they legal, they're supposed to be funded by the federal government. They're supposed to be armed by the federal government. Their guns are supposed to be provided. I mean, it's completely legal.
I'll put my request into Washington tomorrow. we need some weapons out here, guys.
Yeah, it's we've run so far afield. But Iowa, I'm not going to pick on Iowa really, but I am. Iowa needs a well-regulated militia to keep secured, to keep their people secure, to keep their state safe. That's the first phrase in the Second Amendment. And when you go to the 15th paragraph in Section 8, Article 1, it says that the Congress is to call forth the militia. You cannot call forth something that doesn't exist. So the militias must exist so that they can provide to call forth that militia to enforce the laws of the land, suppress insurrections, and repeal invasions. That's what the militia's for.
So does the government, are they implying that the National Guard is the official militia?
Oh, yeah, that's what they're calling, but it isn't. Okay. It isn't. Militia is an organization of people in the community. It's a militia that's organized. It's an every able-bodied man. That's what the dictionary says, 1828. Mm-hmm. Every able-bodied man should be a part of the militia. And the guns
as they were in the Revolutionary War.
Yes. And the War of 1812. Mm-hmm. And the War of the Civil War. We stopped it after the Civil War. Folks, we need militias. Yeah. Some of them are still in being. They've never been stopped, but nobody's organizing them. But that's what amendment says. The very, very first paragraph says, Iowa, you need a well-regulated militia to keep yourself secure. North Dakota doesn't have a militia, but they're going to put a law in. But who's going to enforce it? They've got no militia. Who's going to enforce the law? Federal marshals? I don't think so.
No.
North Dakota is going to put a law in. The counties in Idaho that are organizing constitutional, I can't remember the word. I don't know why I can't remember the words. Constitutional safety places, okay? Why can't it? Sanctuary. Thank you. That's the word. Sanctuary. Constitutional sanctuaries. But who's going to enforce it? They don't have a militia. How are they going to enforce it? A mob with guns? That's not a militia, and that's not legal. A mob with guns is not legal. So the sheriffs in the counties that are calling themselves constitutional counties need to organize militias in the county. Now we have a legal body of men to enforce the constitutional sanctuary of that county. Now it's legal.
Okay.
But if you don't do all the steps, it ain't. So they can say what they want, but if they don't have some way to enforce it that's legal, they don't have it. It's again the same thing. You've got to know your Constitution so you know what's legal and what isn't. It's all written right here. It's all written.
Could a sheriff in a county deputize a militia?
Say that again, please.
Could a sheriff in a county deputize a militia?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Maybe that's a way to do it quickly.
Yeah, you can do it that quickly. Yeah, sheriffs in Florida are deputizing everybody that has guns. In the past, when the riots were going on in a big way, they could deputize everybody who has a gun, period.
Good. Well, that's a starting point.
And it can be done. It can be done. Let's assume that County X has decided in its borders nobody can be denied their constitutional rights. It's a constitutional sanctuary, County X. It has a geographical area that goes from the mountain to the lake to the street to that street. It's a geographical area defined by government. Now, the sheriff of that county, and every county has a sheriff, the sheriff of that county goes out and deputizes all the people in there that he needs to enforce that rule for their county. It's done.
Maybe we need to sit down and put together a DVD or something and mail it to every single sheriff in the United States.
They all know it.
That was my point.
We need to kick it a little further. We need to kick it up their asses.
I think we need to have productively now to have people, articulate people, to go pay visits to the sheriffs in the various departments and counties, and say, look, you know, we need to talk.
We could do that. It's a lot of it, the funding. That's the roadblock we constantly run into, Doug, is the funding. We don't have the funding to do it. And we have good ideas, and that's why we're calling on our listeners.
Let's talk about this for a minute, Doug. Right. The listeners that are listening to this particular show right now, this minute, they live in a county.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What you just said, go visit your sheriff. Not one at a time, several. Go visit him and say, we want to have a constitutional sanctuary in this county. We're not going to allow the people to come in and take pictures of our farms, not let us grow crops, not let us feed ourselves. We're going to have a constitutional sanctuary here. And we need you to organize it, to help us organize it and cause it to be. And you are elected. So get busy or we won't allow you to be reelected. In fact, they're not, shouldn't say this, but they might recall him and put somebody else in his place if he won't do it because he's not taking care of his citizens. But let's not worry about that. Let's assume that a sheriff will respond if a group of people go to his office and say, we need to do this to defend us against that federal government in Washington, D.C. that's going completely rogue. And we must do it in our county. Now, they declare it. The county officials, the county offices, the county government declares it. And the sheriff goes out and he organizes a militia and everybody knows it. And you organize it with deputizing all men, able-bodied men that have weapons already. Then you call that a militia. Then you get it well regulated. That means that you make sure everybody learns what they're supposed to do. They have safety classes about guns. In other words, they take care of making it a well regulated militia. They even would have meetings where they would practice things and everybody would know their boundaries and what's this. And all of them would have a book saving the Constitution so they would know what they're doing is legal. Did I say that loud enough?
I think you said that you affirmed that very well. You punched that home pretty well.
And all the listeners that we've got on the audience right now, they're saying to themselves, well, we've been born again Christians. Good. I'm glad you are. That's very good. But the rapture hasn't happened. So right now, since the rapture hasn't happened, you must protect yourself from Washington, D.C. If you don't do it, it's your fault when you're taken out by a government official from Washington, D.C. It's your fault when the TSA guy arrests you for doing unconstitutional items. It's your fault if you don't do something about it. Sitting on the couch saying, yeah, Mabel, throw me another beer, isn't going to do it. You got to organize, but you don't do it individually. A group of you do it together. Go to the sheriff and say, we've got to have a constitutional sanctuary here. Just for us. If other people want to move here, they'll be a part of it. But for us, we need a sanctuary so that we're protected from the things that are going in Washington, D.C., and they're throwing them out as fast as they can. And we must protect ourselves just as quickly. Idaho's doing it. North Dakota and South Dakota appear to be doing it. I think we need more. We need more. There are 3,000 counties, give or take some in the United States, and some of them won't have them. Those are the ones in California in the wrong places, the ones in New York in the wrong places. They won't have them. But all the rest of the counties, all throughout the deplorables, okay? I'm in one of the deplorables. Everybody in that area should organize counties militia and get the sheriff and get it and set up what we call county sanctuaries. That is completely constitutional. It's correct. Do it. It follows the Declaration of Independence and it follows the Constitution. Do it.
Gentlemen, something I found earlier today, I had no knowledge of this before. I was doing some research and I came across, and this is very well hidden by these search engines. It's a site called sanctuarycounties.com, sanctuarycounties.com. And there's a section there of national maps. All right. Now, this is dedicated to Second Amendment sanctuary counties. And it's been, the last update was January 15th. But when I look at this, if this will work for the Second Amendment, why couldn't the same idea work for militias and work for just about any other constitutional issue? Again, sanctuarycounties.com. I have nothing to do with this. I just happened to find it on research, and I saw the maps there. And the latest map of January 15th of 2021, there's a whole lot of green, meaning the sanctuary counties, across the United States. And again, the reason I bring this up is because if they can do it, if it can be done for the Second Amendment, it can be done for any constitutional issue, right?
Am I right? Yes. In fact, since it's organized, they shouldn't just concentrate on one pointed item. They should say everything. Everything that's unconstitutional. Sure. Farmers, everything. TSA coming in arresting people because they didn't have the right mask on. Everything. Everything. Prevent it all. Don't just say some of it. Prevent it all. And organize yourself so that you can rally to protect it all.
So Randy Taylor, I feel a little bit better in terms of the ability to use our local, like we spoke yesterday, use the local leverage to fight against the federal overreach. Mm-hmm. And Richard Proctor, you've been saying this forever.
Yes, I started in June of 2018, I started in June. Went all the way through 19, all the way 2000, and I'm continuing in 21. Wow. We need to do something before they take us over. And they're doing it now. There's no question, well, they won't do it. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And the enforcement arm of the unconstitutional organization called the Homeland Security, that unconstitutional organization's unconstitutional enforcement arm, unconstitutionally walking around with weapons, unconstitutional, they are going to enforce it, or at least that's what the direction was in the documents that I discovered.
Amazing.
Yep.
Amazing. And we can do this. You know what, folks? And Richard Proctor, ProvostInstitute.com, please, folks, Saving the Constitution is a great book. Liberty Series, even greater series, Bathroom Economics, among other books. Please do me a favor. Get them, read them, and pass them along to your children and grandchildren, because it's the things in the Liberty Series aren't there on the internet anymore. I mean, things are being wiped out. So it's really a great read, great series. As well as Saving the Constitution.
Yeah, it's an archive. It's a huge archive of information that was available in the past. because I copied the whole article. I gave everybody credit, so I never plagiarized anything. If John Doe wrote it, I said he wrote it. And I said where it was written and when it was written. But Doug's been trying to find them, and they're gone. They're not gone in the Liberty series. It's an archive of information that happened in our country.
That's right. We have about 5 minutes. I can't believe how quickly this has gone. This has been, to me, this has been a lively, intense discussion like family members would have, neighbors maybe would have, over a barbecue, over some coffee, you know, really hammering things out. And I like this style. I like this feel. So in the remaining 5 minutes that we have, I'm going to turn it over to you guys and keep on keeping on. I I'm kind of getting into the rhythm of this. I think it's good. And again, folks, provostinstitute.com, the link will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. So make sure you sign on there, grab the book, Saving the Constitution. Hey, even Randy Taylor has his own copy. So there it is. And he's been reading and studying it and passing it along to his family members. So I like that. But
if I would take just a few minutes of this slide, and I'll give Randy the time.
Go ahead. You wrap it up.
I'm going to go back to I'm going to emphasize what you just said about it. Now, there was a period of time here 3 weeks ago when I ran out of books. We now have them all here. They're all available, every one of them. We are ready to send them to everybody. Folks, please, you need to do yourself a favor. You don't want to do me a favor. I don't care if you do me a favor. You do yourself a favor. You need the information. You can't do anything without information. Plumbers don't do plumbing without learning about plumbing. Patriots don't do constitutional stuff without learning about Constitution. And to have the background of why it's all happened and what's been going on is the foundation of how, why, and what, why you're saving the Constitution and what's happened to us. The background is the Liberty series. It's a big set of books, guys, but you don't try to read it all at once. You just read some things and you just look for this or look for the other, look for that. I tried to ensure that every important word is in the index, so you can find things. I'm sure I've missed some. But the point I make is you need to have the information. If you don't have the information, you can't do the task. I use the term of a plumber, but you don't want a plumber to come in your place that's never been taught plumbing. You don't want an electrician to come in that's never been taught electric stuff. If you're going to try to be a constitutionalist, you got to read and know the Constitution. And you need the background, too. So that's why the series, the seven books now are very important, not just the one. The last 21 days have brought the seven to the forefront. And there's going to be more 21 days, too. You've got to have it. And the only way I can see that you can protect yourself from this is county sanctuaries. That's a good term. County sanctuaries. That's the only way. But it's got to include all, not just the Second Amendment. That's very good. Absolutely. But it's got to include all that you have, all the rights you have. Look at the Fourth Amendment. That's just as important as the Second Amendment. That's maybe even more important because that's the important that gives you your freedoms. It tells you what they are. The Fourth Amendment. I'm going to just read the Fourth Amendment. I got to get to the Fourth Amendment. It's right here somewhere. There it is, Fourth Amendment. It's the right of the people to be secure. There's the first words. 8 words may be there. The right of the people to be secure. And then it talks what it is. Persons, houses, papers, effectives. Against unreasonable searches and seizures, which means against a rogue government. So the right of the people to be secure in those things against a reasonable a rogue government. That's the right you've got in the Fourth Amendment. It's very important. Very important. In the Fifth and all these others, they're important, every one of them. But my, oh my, guys, you've got to know it. If you don't know it, you don't have it.
Amen to that. What an engaging show today. I want to thank both of you for a great show, spirited as it should be, because what we're talking about is really life and death of a nation, and really our life and death. May God bless each and every one of you. I want to thank both of you for all you do. God bless. We're out of time. Have a good evening, everyone.
Stay tuned. Take care.